Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for May. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for upcoming Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank some new patrons. I want to give a shout out to Shatterproof and Benjamin. Thank you so much for the support. It's always awesome when we get new patrons, and hope you guys enjoy the shows that we're going to be putting out over the next couple weeks, because May is but a prelude to what comes in June, which is a pretty obvious statement. Anyways, while we wait for the Nintendo Switch 2, yes, I'll likely be keeping my pre-order. If you heard the latest Gamers In, I did pre-order the Nintendo Switch 2, and unless it gets canceled by some mysterious, you know, shopkeep, I will be keeping it. So I'll have, as of right now, I'll have Mario Kart World arriving around June 5th. But don't worry. I don't know why you'd be worried. May has plenty to look forward to as we wait for June. I'll be playing Doom the Dark Ages when it launches mid-May. Reviews just hit today, and it's looking like it's another great Doom revival. So looking forward to that. I'll be playing on the Xbox via Xbox Game Pass. Some games I picked up previously that will make an appearance, I hope, include Dark Deity 2, and of course, more Clair Obscur Expedition 33. Still working through that. I also want to thank Shatterproof for gifting Jocelyn and I Crab Champions. We're going to check that out very soon for our next episode, releasing our second episode of May. And I did play a little bit with Caden just to kind of get a feel for it, and it's certainly a lot of fun. It is early access, but I am looking forward to checking out co-op very soon with Jocelyn, so we will report back soon. Other than that, we'll have the Ghost of E3 to look forward to in early June, and as well the launch of the Nintendo Switch 2 only about a month, actually under a month as of this recording. But let's look at the upcoming video games for May. We've got Despelote. That's out now. Peglin launched on consoles. Metal Eden out now as well. I'm recording this a bit late, so some of these games are already out. Creature Keeper is out. Revenge of the Savage Planet out now. Sonic Rumble out on mobile and PC on the 8th. It's out now. Spirit of the North 2, as well as The Midnight Walk, all out right now. Midnight Walk is like it's like a combo game. It's a flat screen game, but also a VR game, launching on PC and PlayStation 5, as well as PlayStation VR 2. We've got Little Kitty Big City launching on the PlayStation. That's out now. Labyrinth of the Demon King out on the 13th. Void Sails out on the 14th. I looked into this. I thought maybe it was like a sequel to that Far Sails and Lone Sails game that we had a couple years back. No, it appears to be completely different. So still waiting on that third game in the series if they are making one. American Arcadia out on the 15th. Doom the Dark Ages, which I mentioned, also out on the 15th. Capcom Fighting Collection 2 on the 16th. Roadcraft on the 20th. Monster Train 2 on the 21st. That might be early access, although it's listed for PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC, so it might be the full launch. It might already be out in early access, to be honest. Blades of Fire out on the 22nd. Linked Banner of the Spark. That one is exiting early access on the 22nd. I know that much. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tactical Takedown out on PC on the 22nd. Zombie Army VR out on the 22nd as well. Unimusha 2 Samurai's Destiny. I think that's like a remake from Capcom coming out on the 23rd. I thought it was like a new game they were making in the Unimusha franchise, but it might be a remake. Elden Ring Night Rain. That's that co-op Elden Ring game arriving on the 30th of May. F1 25 also on the 30th. Lost Soul Aside on PlayStation and PC on the 30th. I believe that's that Final Fantasy-esque game that folks were looking forward to. So that's out soon. And finally, Rune Factory Guardians of Azuma out on the 30th. So there you go. One quick update on TGI Game Club before we wrap this up. Our Twilight Princess Game Club is continuing, and we are nearly at the end of our journey. I think we have like two more milestones to go as of this recording. We will conclude this game club with a voice chat, sort of a hangout session to discuss the entire experience. If you're interested in joining us for that, we will have a schedule that we'll talk about on the main show as well as post in the Discord. You won't miss it. So look forward to that. We really enjoyed the mid-game club voice chat. I think it was a great way to sort of bring everybody together at a set time in one place to discuss our individual experiences with the game and the history with the game as well, because this is a retro game club. So I am looking forward to chatting with all our players about Twilight Princess as we wrap this up. We are going to avoid the long weekend here in Canada, which is next weekend. So likely end of May, I would imagine, we'll do the voice chat. And if you didn't happen to play Twilight Princess with us for the game club, feel free to jump into the chat. Like I said, we'll have the discussion details very soon locked down, and you'll see that in the Discord as well as on the show. So stay tuned. All right, that is going to do it for this TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to tiny.cc/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and go play some video games.